Dodgers at Ebbets Field? Well, wasn't that nice of Mr. Appleby?
Uh-huh, and tomorrow he's taking us to the zoo.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Well, good night, sweetheart. Sleep well, and I'll see you Monday. Want to say good night to Daddy? Here.
Good night, partner.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, son.
Good night, dear. Good night. Oh, good thing I called him early. He was in his nighty-nights, all ready to go to bed.
I wish I was in my nighty-nights, all ready to go to bed.
Now, Mickey, don't start that again.
Well, it's just that I'd rather be going to bed than to some boring country club dance.
Oh, grumble, grumble, grumble.
Why shouldn't I grumble? Every night of my life, I wear a tuxedo. I take a weekend off, and what do? I'm wearing a tuxedo.
Honey, I think you should always wear a tuxedo. You look very distinguished in it.
Well, I look even more distinguished in my nighty-nights.
Oh, no. The Ramseys asked us to be their guests. We accepted, we're going, and that's all there is to you.
All right, honey, all right.
Anyway, honey, it sounds like fun. The Mertzes are going. Harry and Grace Munson are going. Oh, yes, they're bringing along a house guest of theirs, too.
Who is their house guest?
Oh, I don't know. Some cousin of Grace's. Diana somebody or other.
Oh, great. That's another one I'll have to dance with.
Oh, now, honey, will you stop? Oh,
ready?
Oh, Ethel, you've got a new dress.
Yes, darling.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
I'm just crazy about it.
One of your eyes. I love it.
And doesn't Freddie look cute in his tux?
Adorable.
Oh, I'm adorable, all right. I'm choking to death. My shoes pinch. And I reek the high heaven of mothballs.
Oh.
Come in. Door's open.
Oh, look at that girl.
She's so cute.
All right, listen, take our car, eh?
All right, we'll
in the
take
garage.
Our car.
It's darling. Oh,
isn't that a beautiful dress on her?
Going dancing.
Look, fellas, I want to apologize for this. It was all Betty's idea.
You mean you hate the thought of getting into a tuxedo and going to this dance as much as we do?
Sheesh. The only reason I belong to the country club so I can play golf. It's a little woman's idea dragging me to these affairs.
Well, if we known how you felt, maybe we could have banded together and refused to go.
Oh. Yeah, do you think it's too late to try?
I'm afraid so, Fred. I'm afraid so. The Munsons and their house guests are expecting us.
Ricky, come on, dear. Ralph, we're waiting. Fred!
Yeah, it's too late.
Coming, honey bunch.
Again? You've already danced once.
What's wrong with twice?
My feet are still throbbing from once.
Oh, stop yawning, Ricky.
I'm sorry, honey. It's past my bedtime.
Well, try to stay awake.
I am. If I wasn't trying, I'll be asleep.
Ralph, why don't you ask the orchestra to play a Charleston?
A Charleston? I haven't that much energy.
Well, look, if we're just going to sit here like bumps on a log, we might as well go home.
Good, let's go home.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded we all go home. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Motion carried. Let's go.
Oh, Ricky.
Honey, you heard him. There were three ayes.
Well, there are going to be three black ayes unless you all sit down.
Fred, come on now. Honestly.
Besides, it's early.
Early? It's 11:30.
It would be rude to leave before the Munsons even get here.
All right, I'll give him 10 more minutes.
And listen, when they do get here, be sure you ask Grace's cousin to dance. Do you hear?
Oh, no, honey, not me.
Ralph.
Nothing doing.
Don't look at me, Ethel.
Just because you don't want to dance with us, there's no reason you should be rude to Grace's cousin.
It's not that we don't
dance. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, honey. Yes,
hi, folks. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi
right up.
Hello, 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 Ralph. Hello,
oh, it's always something like that.
Listen, where's your house guest?
She'll be right along.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful.
Oh, here we are, Diana.
Hi.
Diana Jordan.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Ramsey.
How do you do?
Hello.
And Mr. and Mrs. Ricky Ricardo.
Hello.
How do you do?
And I'm Freddie Mertz.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I'm Mrs. Mertz.
Oh, yeah.
Miss,
Diana.
Oh, Diana, well, wouldn't you sit down?
Oh, but yes.
It's all right, fellas.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, did we miss anything? Have you been having fun?
Oh, we've been having a lovely time.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun, but we were just leaving because the boys are so tired.
Who's tired?
It's late.
Only Sunday, 11:30.
Yeah, look at this, the night's young.
We just got here.
Let's cut in.
By all means.
I see your husband suddenly recovered from his sleeping sickness.
I see your husband's foot condition finally cleared up. Isn't this a disgusting spectacle? Now what are we supposed to do?
Well, maybe we should dance with each other.
My mother told me to pick you.
Dancing is fun. We should do it more often. I was just trying not to be rude. Freddy's trying not to be rude, too. He's out there now not being rude. And Ralph is waiting his turn not to be rude next.
What a night. Diana Jordan.
Fish.
And they didn't want to be rude to her.
You know, Ralph danced with that girl 8 times.
Ricky danced with her 9 times. How about Fred?
13 was the grand total for Twinkle Toes.
What an exhibition. You'd think they'd never seen a blonde before.
They still haven't. If she's a blonde, I'm a redhead.
How about the boys taking up a collection so they could keep the orchestra there for an extra hour?
Well, how about Fred, of all people, starting it off with a $10 bill?
And did you see the way they leaped at the invitation to the party tonight the Munsons are giving in Diana's honor?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to sit around like a bump on a log again tonight.
As one bump to another, just how do we avoid it?
If our husbands want glamour, let's be glamorous, like Diana.
Oh, isn't there an easier way?
Ethel, it's simple. Glamour today is nothing but a tight skirt, loose hips, and wet lips.
Well, Lucy, that might be all right for you, dear, but I'm just not the glamorous type. If I could look like Diana, do you think I'd have married Fred?
Oh, come on now. There must be some way for you two to glamour it up.
Say, I do have some very exotic perfume I've been saving. This may be just the occasion to use it.
Good. What about you, Ethel?
No, I don't know.
Why don't you try your glamorous hairdo, the one that makes you look like Grace Kelly?
You think it'd work?
It worked for Grace Kelly.
Good, it might be just the thing.
Sure, there's no reason why wives can't be just as glamorous as other women. After all, we were women once ourselves.
Our wives are still over at my house, huddled around the dining room table.
Boy, we're really in the doghouse.
Yep.
I sure would give a lot to hear what they're saying.
I wouldn't.
Betty gave me the silent treatment.
Lucky you.
Did she really lock you out of the house?
I had to sleep in the rumpus room. That's what we call it because every time we have a rumpus, that's where I sleep.
I never seen Lucy so mad. The way she stormed and ranted and raved. She acted like me.
Boy, they're really sore.
Well, it was worth it. That Diana's a cute dish.
Ooh, wasn't she, though?
Wasn't she, though? And do you know that I think she kind of went for me? Must be the Yul Brynner influence.
Now, listen, you characters. We weren't very nice to our wives last night.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. We acted like a bunch of schoolboys.
Well, when I was a schoolboy, there were no schoolgirls like Diane.
Well, I think that tonight we should be nice to the girls. We're going to dance every dance with our own wives tonight.
Every dance?
Every dance.
With our own wives?
Yes, with our own wives. Well, Ralph?
Well, yeah, I guess you're right, Rick.
How about it, Yul Brynner?
Well, okay, but for corn's sake, don't let this get to be a habit.
Honey, hurry up. It's time to go.
In a minute, dear.
All right.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, folks.
Hi.
Where are the girls?
Oh, Betty's still primping.
And so is Ethel. She usually takes an hour to dress. Today, she's taken over 2.5 hours.
Betty was spraying so much perfume on herself that I had to get out of the house. Shit! One more squirt from that atomizer and I'd have been overcome by the fumes.
You think you've got a problem? Ethel's got her hair all skinned back like a wet Pekingese.
Don't you guys see what the girls are trying to do?
No.
They're trying to glamorize themselves to outshine Diana.
You really think so?
Sure. Lucy's been locked up in our room all day long getting ready. I even had to get dressed in the guest room.
Oh, so that's what they're up to.
Oh, brother, if Ethel's trying to be glamorous, she won't be ready for a week.
Now look, Fred, don't forget what we promised. We are going to be nice to the girls. Besides what they're doing, I think it's kind of cute.
Cute? Wait till you get a look at Ethel.
Wait till you get a whiff of Betty.
No matter what they do, we're going to go right along with them.
Okay.
All right.
You're the boss. Pardon me, beautiful. You have the wrong house.
Betty, it's me.
Who?
Ethel. You didn't know me.
I didn't know you, Fred. Oh, you're a real stunner, you little Dickens.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
Hey, gee. Somebody smells awful good.
Oh, yeah. That's that new perfume that Betty's wearing. Brings out the beast in a man.
Hello.
That dress.
Do you like it?
Oh, I think it's lovely. And so are you.
Thank you. Oh, Ethel, your hairdo is simply fabulous. It's dreamy, but yes, I love it. Yes, let's go.
Honey, don't you think that the dress is just a little bit too tight?
Oh, but no. Everyone's wearing them like this.
Yeah, I know, but are you going to be able to sit down?
Oh, of course, but yes, I can sit down. Sitting.
Honey, you're going to have to sit down in the car to get to the dance.
Well, we'll put the top down and I can stand up all the way.
Oh, Lucy, that'd be fun.
Yes, by all means, put the top down, Rick.
Put the top down.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, well, wait a minute, girls. Listen. You wait right here. I'll go get the car and bring it to the front.
Yeah, honey bunch, don't you walk any more than you have to. Save those gorgeous legs for the dance.
All right. We'll be right back, girls.
Gorgeous legs. Oh, Lucy, you were absolutely right. A little glamour really works.
Yeah, usually I have to wait in the cold while he backs the car out so I can close the garage door.
Can I get you a plate from the buffet, dear?
Thank you, dear.
Clever?
Well, I've already had one plate.
Oh, have another. I like my women chubby.
How about you, honey?
Oh, I'd adore something to eat.
Lucy, you must be getting awful tired of standing up.
Oh, it's not too bad. I'm getting to be a pretty good leaner.
I can't get over the way the boys are acting. It's too good to be true.
Yeah, isn't it?
Fred hasn't been this nice to me since he thought my aunt left me $500. Well, I'm going to start buying this perfume by the barrel.
There's just one thing. Do you realize that the boys haven't even looked at Diana tonight?
Sure they haven't. It's because we're so devastating.
Well, we're pretty devastating, all right, for us. But why are they ignoring her the way they are? Seems very strange. I think there's more to this than meets the eye.
Oh, listen, Lucy. I don't care why Fred's acting the way he is. I'm just going to relax and enjoy it.
Lammy Pie, this is for you. Oh.
Can we dance now and eat later?
Well, I was in hopes you'd ask me, Snookums.
Oh. Hey, shall we dance, or would you rather eat this without?
We can always eat.
All righty.
Well, how about you, honey? Would you like to dance?
No, I think I'd rather eat.
Oh, all right. Oh. You know, I never eaten standing up before. It's kind of fun at that. Probably good for the digestion. Food goes straight down, doesn't have to make any turns. You having a good time, honey?
Uh-huh. Ricky!
Oh, hello.
You haven't danced with me all evening. How come?
Well, I've been dancing with my wife.
What's the matter with Ralph and Freddie?
And they've been dancing with their wives, too.
Oh! What's this world coming to?
Yeah, well.
certainly acting a lot different tonight than you did last night.
I am?
Yes, and I'd like to know why. Ricky Ricardo, you're up to something.
No, I'm not up to nothing.
How come you haven't danced with Diana tonight?
I just don't feel like dancing with Diana. I want to dance with you.
You felt like dancing with her last night.
Oh, honey, well, last night I was just trying to do what you told me. I was just trying to be polite.
Oh, you were just trying to be polite. Look, why don't you just confess?
Confess what?
You're up to something. You're being much too sweet.
What's wrong with being sweet?
When you're this sweet, there's something rotten in Cuba.
Wait a minute. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. If I don't pay attention to you, you get mad. And if I pay attention to you, you get mad. What am I supposed to do?
I know that you're just dying to get out there and dance with Diana, so why don't you go ahead and dance with her?
All right, I will.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. Okay.
Ethel, come on, we're getting out of here.
What do you mean?
And tell that beast to take his hands off you.
Beast?
I just found out why the boys are being so nice to us. They're cooking up a scheme with that blonde.
What are you talking about?
See, whenever husbands have anything to hide, they say, what are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about?
See?
Freddie, why are you being so nice to me?
Because husbands should be nice to their wives.
Oh, that's the worst excuse I ever heard in my life.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, you get Betty. I'll get the car.
Oh, I will.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Pardon me.
Any sign of them yet?
No.
Well, they should be here by now. It's almost 1:30.
Maybe Fred took up another collection for the band.
I must have been crazy to let you talk me into leaving that party.
Me too. Frankly, I was having a wonderful time.
So was I. It was the best evening I ever spent with Fred. He was... well, he was... almost human.
Yeah, well, the whole thing was a plot.
Lucy, just what was this plot?
Yeah, you've never been very clear on that.
Well, don't you worry. It was a plot, all right. The three of them and Diana were... well, they were...
well, they were...
were what?
Oh, I don't know, but at least we're teaching the boys a lesson.
Oh, sure. They're out dancing half the night with that blonde, and we're all here brooding, and we're teaching them a lesson.
Well, this has gone far enough. I'm going back to the club, apologize to Ralph for running out, and bring him home.
I'm going with you.
Let's go. Well, now, isn't this a pretty sight? Two cringing wives crawling on their knees, begging their husband's forgiveness.
Coming with us, Lucy?
Yes.
Well, how about it, Rick? Can we go home now?
Yeah, it's 2:50.
Look, we said we were going to stay here until 2 o'clock. Then we'll go home.
But it seems like we've been sitting here for hours.
We have. The party broke up at 11.
The way that our wives ran out of us, we agreed that we were going to stay here until 2 o'clock and then go home. That way, they'll think that we've been dancing with lovely Diana all this time.
Please don't mention dancing in front of my feet.
Has the swelling gone down?
No, they're so puffed up, I'll have to wear Ethel's shoes.
Well, you were lucky. You only danced with her. I tried to talk to her once. You know, it's amazing how little I have in common with a 20-year-old. Who's Pat Boone?
At least you talked to her in English. I had to spend a half an hour trying to understand her high school Spanish. Buenos dias, senor.
Look, let's either go home or get me some more hot water.
All right, Fred, I guess we can go home now.
Oh,
but don't forget, let's stick to our story.
Okay. You don't have to...
Oh, here you are.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where is she, the little hussy? I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh, well, you just missed her.
Boy, can that girl dance.
Dance?
You should see the way she intermissions. Yeah.
I think it's high time that you three gigolos came home with your wives.
Come on.
Well, come on, Brad, get your feet out of that bucket. Let's
go. All right.
Wear your socks.
In my shoes.
Well, pick them up and we're going home.
All right.
To goodness, carry it on.
Easy now, easy.
I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, was brought to you by New Lilt, the only home permanent with squeeze bottle magic. The fastest, easiest home permanent ever.
I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.